You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us for another week of Marketing News Canada. I am so thrilled because we're going to have a special audio visual experience for you because Rena was so kind to send over a SodaStream machine to the Marketing News Studios office. And so, Rena, tell us what we got going on here. Tell us what we're going to be experiencing. Okay.
So the machine we sent you comes in three parts. You have a machine that should look something like mine.
Yes.
And you got a water bottle, which you're holding there. And you've already filled that with water to the line.
Yes.
And inside the machine is a cylinder. And that cylinder is a carbonator. It actually creates the bubbles. So what we're going to do is we're going to put that bottle in the machine.
Okay. I'm doing that right now. And I put cold water in here. Is that okay?
Very good. If you like your bubbles strong, cold is always best.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. It's in. I can't see it.
I've put it in. Yeah. Here we go.
Great. Perfect. And then bring it maybe a little bit towards you so I can see your hand. Right. Perfect.
Yes.
And then press it in hard.
Okay. For how long? Just keep go hard.
Press a couple times until you hear like a puffing sound. And wait, Darren, how do you like your bubbles? Do you like a lot of bubbles?
I like a lot of bubbles. I'm like a bubble fan. Yeah.
So hopefully you got good fingers. You can keep pressing.
Okay. I'm going to put the, anyway, we want to hear everyone that's here.
Did you do another one?
Okay. That's it.
You're good.
Okay. Okay. Amazing.
Sometimes you press multiple times and then you don't have any water coming out.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay.
One good press and it gets a little bit wet sometimes.
That's all right. Yeah. Okay. So I got this here. And then this is the other special thing because I told you this, my office, we've got Coke Zeros and then we also have Bubbly, which our office is huge fans of, but you sent me Bubbly Drops. Tell me what I got here in my hand.
Brand new. You have a blackberry bubbly drop that creates blackberry bubbly sparkling water that you make it by yourself at home. So you put a little bit into that bottle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Doing that right now. Can I put a little bit? Here we go.
Yeah, that's good.
Beautiful.
Close it up.
Yep.
And don't shake it because then you're shaking bubbles, but kind of roll it around.
Yeah.
So it mixes.
Yes.
And now you should have blackberry bubbly.
Okay, let's do this.
And I'm going to open mine.
Okay. Oh, it smells so good. It smells real good. And if you want strong flavor.
Yeah, you put more in. And there's six of those flavors. So did you choose blackberries your favorite?
It is. It is. It is my favorite. It's a special treat when we have that. Well, cheers. Here you go.
Cheers. Thanks. I am.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. Well, SodaStream brought to you fresh here at Marketing News Canada. Not often do we get a drink or eat on the show, so this is very special. So all that to say, Rena is a special guest here who comes from SodaStream. Tell us about your role and what is kind of like the world you oversee in the SodaStream-ness of Canada.
So I am the general manager for SodaStream Canada. We have a staff of 80 people now. Half our people work in the plant. They are frontline workers who fill the bubbles every day. And we have half our staff that's office working from home. And we run the brand for the entire market. We are owned by Pepsi. They bought us about 2 years ago, but we run quite independently of Pepsi, except for amazing opportunities like Bubbly that you just saw that we're able to leverage that brand and bring it into our portfolio, which is a huge honor. But we have an incredible team and we've had a really great run.
Also
in the last 5 years, we've had double digit growth every single year. Over the last 5 years. So we keep going and going, and there's lots more to be had.
And from an environmental perspective, SodaStream has revolutionized the beverage industry by letting Canadians enjoy sparkly water without plastic waste or cans everywhere all over the office. Mm-hmm. And for our listeners, a bit about you, Rena is a 20-year Canadian marketing veteran from the consumer packaged goods industry, having led marquee brands ranging from Colgate to Campbell's to Kraft and so many more. She's a frequent marketing awards judge, a passionate public speaker, and an active member of local community organizations in the greater Toronto area. A native New Yorker, Rena earned her BA from Columbia University and her MBA at Jülich School of Business, and she and her husband have two children, ages 16 and 21. So, Rena, I gotta say, 16 and 21-year-old in your house, are they on TikTok? Are they rocking the TikToks right now?
They are.
They are.
We call them short documentaries.
Yes, but yes. We have had TikTok on the show and they argue that they are not a social media platform. They are an entertainment system.
I get that.
Yeah. Because you have to have the audio on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas so many other social platforms aren't as addictive or aren't as crazy like that, because you can scroll through and it's got, you know, voiceover, you know, what do they call it? Little words on the bottom, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
So
it's immersive.
Yeah. So I want to jump right into the CPG world. Not everyone has the background that you have or the experience you have. What are some of the, maybe the biggest lessons or things that you've seen or trends that you've been watching, especially just even watching with SodaStream, just that crazy growth you've had? And again, I don't know why I love soda water so much. I'll give it, maybe for me, it's like I come home from work. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not having a beer. You don't want to have a beer. You don't want to have something sugary. Like, I'm a little more health conscious, and then I've got a bunch of kids I want to be awake for and, you know, alert for. So I love a good soda water when I come home, because it's not just flat, boring water.
Yeah. I mean, we know that people really enjoy making the customization of sparkling water. And that's a big thing, especially with COVID, the idea of DIY, you know, you create your own experiences, your home is your playground. And so we love giving people an opportunity to play around different flavors, different recipes, cocktails, mocktails, and also really having less waste. And that's a trend we're seeing a lot in CPG now, is people wanting to do small things that make a big impact on the environment. And so it's like, here's a machine, $120 for this machine. And now you are empowered to make your own sparkling water, your own beverages, and you don't have to look at those bottles in the blue bin and feel bad about it.
Amazing. And the thingy in the back, the oxygenator, how many of these bottles, and I'm holding up a 1 liter bottle right here, how many of these will it fill for me? How many will it bubble aside?
Around 60, depending how strong you like your sparkling water.
Incredible. And then these I can just pick up like Lennox Drugs,
yeah.
Any store really that sells them.
Sobeys, yeah, Superstore, Metro, yeah. We're in
a... Are people trying to refill these at the moment? Are they like, oh, I can refill like a scuba diving store. I can take my SodaStream bottles in. Does that exist or no?
It exists. People do it. It's not a great idea. It, first of all, voids the warranty on your machine. And second of all, like our CO, it's CO2. So our CO2 is all beverage grade. We go through a lot of quality checks. When you go to a paintball store, one of those places, and they fill it, you don't know what you're drinking. And you don't know if they've checked the cylinder also to make sure that it has all the proper controls. So
yeah.
We don't recommend that at all, but people do it.
It's like people buying discount ink off the internet and then it arrived. One time I had it arrive in my pack and I opened the package, and I've seen it in like movies where it's like someone steals something and there's that blue tag and it explodes all over them. Or yeah, I like opened the Amazon bag and it exploded on me because it was just like a defective ink cartridge.
It could go badly. Yeah. So we don't recommend that.
Yeah. People more environmentally sensitive in the CPG world, what else are you seeing as far as trend-wise that you find so fascinating? Over your years, you've got 20 years of experience. You must have seen so much, so many changes.
Yeah. I love CPG, and really, like, it's so fun to launch a product and then just go to your local grocery store and watch people buy it. Yeah. It's so cool. You get to, and then as you're going through the process of launching or managing your product, you have to think like a general manager. And that's how I think I was able to go from being a marketer for a very long time to a GM role. And it wasn't a crazy transition. It certainly, I had a lot to learn, but because you have to think about like, okay, well, what if you go from a 4-pack case to a 6-pack case, right? Which seems simple. Who cares how many units are in a case? Well, all of a sudden the dimensions, the shelf changes, the, like all the listing information, right? There's a lot of crunchiness in packaged goods, and it's very, very practical. You have to really think through the reality of like, how does a stock boy or girl treat the product when it gets into their hands and they're putting it on a shelf? And how does a consumer use the product when they get home? And you know that consumers do whatever they want with your product. You don't have control. And it's like, you know, whatever it is, let's say it's a $2 bottle of ketchup that they're using, right? Which is one of the first brands I worked on. Well, how do you get them to really enjoy it? How do you make that a great experience for them? So recipes is a great opportunity.
Yeah.
CPG, right? The whole product experience, making sure that the packaging is as effective as it can be, the quality of the taste. Like it's very sensorial in CPG. It's a very real, tangible industry. It's a challenged industry. I don't think it's a simple place to work, because I always joke the world doesn't really need another double stuffed golden Oreo, right? So like, how much growth are you generally going to get by innovating with your line extensions? And I came from a lot of companies where, you know, you're just fighting for that one share point, you know, and that's your big win. You won a point of share, but that all changed at COVID. when people eat at home, and the growth is just explosive in all home products. And at SodaStream, it's really different because we've had 5 years of double-digit growth because we're so new. We're only 10 years in the country. And so people are just coming in and using the system and talking to their friends about it. And once they buy that machine, it's a razor blade model. So they continue to buy the cylinders, and that continues to grow the business, and our staff has more and more to do every day. But I'm very passionate about CPG. It's a crazy place to work, but I wouldn't change it for the life of me.
That's really cool. And I think those that did watch the Super Bowl this year, and now that we are in the springtime, we get the joy of having, not to be confused with Michael Bublé, bubbly drops. So is it pronounced bubbly then, or is it Bublé?
So you have to ask Michael. He has very strong opinions on this. And he will be our spokesperson as well. He is our spokesperson on bubbly drops. So he will say it's Bublé drops. And he feels really strongly, and he goes into stores and changes it. I don't know if you know this, and you're based in Vancouver, so you may see this in your local store, that someone with a Sharpie has actually gone and, I won't say vandalized, maybe fixed the packaging, but that's what Michael does, because he's strong about this.
That is amazing. That is, and I should look for, I know that he has shown up and posted eating a burger at White Spot. You know, he's a Burnaby native. So I wonder if he is, I should check out the Burnaby store sometimes, see a guy in a toque vandalizing some boxes. That's Michael.
Fixing is what.
Yeah, fixing. Sorry.
Typos everywhere. You know how it is.
So one thing about your brand, you don't seem to take yourself too seriously, which I find so cool and so approachable and so fresh. Tell us about maybe the thinking behind that and what that's been like.
Sustainability is our purpose. And that's a heavy thing. I mean, it can be a really heavy thing, right?
Like, like save the whales, the world's ending.
Right.
Yeah.
And you could go with guilt, right? Yes. You could easily go with, oh my God, what are you doing? And make people feel badly about their choices. But honest to God, no one's perfect. None of us is perfect. I'm certainly not perfect. And so who am I to start yelling at my poor consumer and tell them that they're making bad choices? Right. The better way to do it is you show them a good choice, and you make it fun, and you make it very accessible and interesting. And so that's why we work with celebrities like Snoop Dogg, who did our campaign for the holidays and into the new year. He's just funny. Right. And he's passionate. I mean, he's got a history of working with sustainability brands, but he also is just a really cool guy. And so people see him, they go, okay, that's also sustainability. It's not just, really like, Greta Thunberg, who's an incredible, incredible role model, but unattainable for a lot of us, right? She's very, very, very passionate. And we know that most people are on a journey, and we're just helping them take the next step there.
That's incredible. And I know when SodaStream first came out, and this is what I love that we recorded this here. I got one, and it was loud, and it was black, and it was just a few flavors were available. But I feel like the jump forward now, like, it's so sleek. It fits well on my counter. The flavors are incredible, and you can barely hear it.
Yeah. We've done a lot of work on the product side. They've been designed for the consumer, right? We're moving towards consumer centricity, understanding what people are looking for on their counters. And I know people don't want clutter, and they don't want big things. So you have to really, to me, that's another thing I guess I should say about CPG. It's an honor to be in people's homes and in their everyday lives and in their routines. Mm-hmm. So you have to respect that honor that you're given and give the consumer everything that they're looking for in that relationship.
It's amazing. We go to our friend's house, the Gertsons, and shout out to Noni and Phil. And she will literally say, do you want some soda water? And if she'll take a bottle and go into her pantry and then appear with soda water.
Oh,
it's incredible. And she goes with the fresh lemon or lime in the soda water. And it's amazing. And she has strong bubbles. She's a fellow strong bubble. Because that's the other thing with this, is that you can choose if you want to be weak bubbles or strong bubbles, and everyone has a different palate.
Yeah, and you can have people in the family. Also different flavors, right? My kids love, very strong flavors. So they'll make a cola, let's say, and they'll get that in the fridge. And I say, okay, if you're making a cola, I want a bubbly. And then in the fridge, theirs is stronger. Mine's a little bit less strong. We, get along. It's, been a long time in their family, with four of us together all the time. We figure out how to make it work.
Man, I got addicted to, I spent the weekend, it was the mint strawberry mix that you sent, the flavor, and it was incredible. And again, you could make it as strong or as weak as you wanted it to, and then you can mix it with all sorts of other delicacies, and it was great.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed that. Soda Press is a great brand. It's GMO-free, it's organic, it's in apothecary bottles, which means it lasts longer, which is also very sustainable. So those are great, great products. We're excited to have in the portfolio too.
That's really cool. So what I want to know about your role as a GM, you know, you were in the trenches in marketing, and there's a lot of marketers listening, right? There's marketing folks at agencies, there's CMOs. When you look at your role and being able to manage this team, right, and play that role, what's your biggest advice to marketers right now to be an awesome team member and to keep kind of working alongside their GM?
So I mentioned earlier, like, you need to really think about the whole system. A great marketer is really the start of a great GM. So I want my staff to ask questions about the other functions before the other functions even have a chance to ask. That's what great collaboration, we call it One SodaStream, Fast looks for, is you really intuit the other people's roles and you get ahead of helping them become proactive in collaboration. By the way, for the agencies as well. It's the same thing, right? You should be able to understand this is what they need to be successful and set each other up for success. And that collaboration, it just builds your own toolbox, right? Yeah. That's how you grow in an organization, is you become better and better at that. The other piece I'm really passionate about is productive conflict. So I have been honored with meeting Leanne Davey, who wrote The Good Fight. I was able to actually talk to her in person, well, on Zoom in person. And she's an incredible woman and role model, speaker and teacher. And I don't like conflict. I'm a pretty conflict averse person. I think a lot of Canadians are. But I make sure we have honest conversations. And that's true between functions, between colleagues, bosses, and managers in their reports, and also especially with agencies. So the flip of your question is, if you're an agency and you get a brief and it doesn't really make sense, you don't really get it, ask. Tell your client, I don't understand. You want me to be successful. So why do you need to grow penetration, right? Why are you having trouble getting into this account? Why is this flavor not performing well? What do we know about this? And the deeper you understand your brand, the better the product you'll be.
It's amazing. What are some things, and kind of like, there's always to-dos of an agency, right? And there's always, you know, this is what our job is. This is what we're doing. What are maybe some ta-das that maybe you've seen over the years that agencies have done that just kind of like, man, if other agencies knew about doing this, or providing this service, or if they did this small little detail, it makes such a world of a difference from communication to expectations, et cetera.
I love when agencies, when especially I've been in companies where we've had a lot more resources than I have now, you know, like big organizations. We did some really great work on NABOB when I was at Kraft. And we went so deep and we were able to go into people's homes with the agency and really understand who is this consumer and get crunchy about it. And then translate those insights. It was a long, long, long journey, but we translated those insights into great work. The team after me, to be honest, did the work, but it's because we really, really got the consumer mindset and they understood the problems. The other thing I'd say agencies, some good agencies respect, is that there's a lot of other stuff in a brand than what they see. There's just like, so a brand will say, okay, we need to do this advertising, and they'll work on the campaign or the messaging, the positioning or the social, whatever it is. And they don't realize the brand manager may also be thinking about a price increase or be thinking about a formula change or distribution opportunities or a launch later. The marketers, I think, should let the agencies into that. Not to say we need you to help us do the math on the price increase, but to understand that that's the context of the brand, because sometimes the marketer may not even realize that one thing will affect the other. And a great strategist in an agency can go, oh, you're thinking of a price increase. Okay, well then let's not use a value message, or let's try to show quality innately in the production of what we do to just see the whole picture.
And then they almost, in a sense, that they have the better context, they can plan out for the years to come versus just that next quarter or the next two quarters. Maybe like brand wise, like, what are you excited about for this next year? Like what your brand's doing, or maybe you want to give a shout out to any other brands that you're like, man, this is a trend I'm following and it's awesome.
I'll start with ours because it's easier and we'll talk about the other ones. For us, yes, we talked about Bubbly. That is a huge launch, and it is an honor to be able to work with such a brand that's been supported in Canada with the Canadian spokesperson. I mean, to have Michael Bublé as our hero, that's awesome. We're also expanding our distribution. So, you know, you talk a lot about books. To me, how brands grow, physical, mental availability. Like, if you're not available for sale, you don't exist. You're all on PowerPoint. And no brand exists only in PowerPoint, at least not well. So we're looking to open a lot more accounts this year.
Amazing.
A lot of e-commerce, our own and pure play and retailer e-commerce. It's hard. E-commerce is really hard. And CPG people tend not to have a lot of experience because the business model is difficult, because you're selling, you know, whatever, $5 item. And the shipping could be $15. So making that work, it gets really tricky. And then for us, it's also like always sustainability. What's the next step on that journey? Are we measuring enough? Are we changing enough? Are we pushing ourselves hard enough to do everything we can to make this brand live its promise?
Yeah, that's incredible. And any brands that you're following at the moment or ones that you think are doing some really cool stuff?
Super cool brand. I actually just got introduced to the founder is King Children. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay, so this is eyewear.
Okay.
And it's a completely sustainable model. So what they say, and I saw it on their website, basically there's a lot of waste intrinsic. There's a very old product, you know, the way that eyewear is made, and I've worn glasses since I was 8, is it's shaved down and there's like, I think it's 1-to-4, 1-to-6 ratio of usage to waste. And it's built in.
Wow.
I don't know a ton about the eyewear category. It makes sense though, because like these glasses were a fortune and I really don't know why. I mean, honest, like what could have been that expensive? Anyway, they built an entirely new approach to eyewear. So they make everything to spec to what the consumer needs. They don't have waste and they're very transparent about that. And they integrate augmented reality. So on their app, King Children app, it scans your face and then you see different glasses on your face, which is... Right? AR, sustainability. And by the way, COVID, because if you don't need to go into a mall, right? You don't have to. You can just do it on their app and it's fairly affordable.
Amazing.
Sunglasses, regular glasses. So that was one brand I thought was super cool. The other brand I really love, and it's such a funny little thing, is Rapido Trains. So Rapido Trains is a little niche brand. It's my friend's company. Shout out to Jason Tron. He is a hobbyist. He's a huge train enthusiast. He lives, breathes trains. So he makes these model trains that are perfect. I mean, he literally will crawl under a train and diagram every little tube and spike, everything in there, and then he'll have them made. And what I love about it is he gets his consumer, right? Typically, right, men call it in their 60s, retired men that have some disposable income, have a hobby, want to take the time to get it right. And everything he does is like spot on for them. So it's not one of those, like, it's not a TikTok brand. You're not going to see them on Snap. Like, it's Instagram, it's their website, it's the t-shirts. And then he is this charismatic leader of this tribe. So there's a great video of him taking them all on his bus. He bought a bus. An old TTC Toronto bus. They went for a ride. They went to Ottawa. They looked at trains. Like, so it's this charisma and this really deep passion, but it also goes to product quality. Right. Mm-hmm. People can tell when your product really performs and it delivers exactly what you're looking for.
Yep.
Super cool. And of course, I'm sure he's doing e-commerce and all the cool things there, but, he's so fun.
Wow. That reminds me on the flip side, there's these really charismatic YouTubers on YouTube that are now getting into restaurants, creating ghost restaurants. So again, restaurants only that are available via the, you know, Uber Eats or Skip the Dishes. And again, they're going from being charismatic on a screen to creating a package experience or an eating experience.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So for you, you're getting this product into people's homes. You're saying, hey, this is an opportunity. What are your thoughts on saying, hey, to get from A to B and that whole journey? Have you guys do you map it out? Do you draw it out? Or what does it look like in your office? And what does it look like between all the different teams and the collaboration that goes into creating that kind of user journey map?
Oh, so the first thing we start with is what's the long-term vision, right? So my daughter, you mentioned, is 21 years old. So she's in university. She was on campus. And I know walking around university campuses, you don't carry a bottle of water. You carry a reusable bottle, because if you carry a disposable bottle of water, like, that's not cool, right? Yeah. It's like, you don't do that. And I think forward, I'm like, okay, well, what happens when those 20-year-olds are 25, 30, 35? They are the mainstream. And Canadians as a whole go, oh, wow, like, we need to change our habits now.
Yeah.
So, right, are we ready for that? Are we ready for the scale that we will require to onboard all of those people into our system? So when we plan, we think about like, what's our long-term opportunity and what do we need to do to get there? So as an example, when I started, we were 14 people. That was my whole team. I always used to joke, we could fit into two minivans. Now we're 80 people, including a plant. Right. So now as we hire, we're looking at people saying, okay, well, this is what we need from you now, but I think we're going to need even more from you in the future. And this is where now I can't give you, I'm not robust enough to say this is a full succession plan. We don't have that yet because I also don't know exactly, but I look for people that have stretched, that are really interested in growing and not just following the job description. Nice. And then in the day-to-day, the teams talk a lot. So we have a weekly meeting, operations, marketing, sales sits every Monday for an hour, and we go through tactics really deep. And I sit in that because that's how I keep a pulse. I'm like, okay, well, are we getting displays out for, you know, Black Friday? Is the advertising on track? Are we getting the flyers that we need to? And then the leadership team, which is my core team, sits also every week. And while people come in and say, this is what we need, we also have a very tight approval process. So we've had to create processes where there were none to make sure that we're compliant, but also that we knew what the heck we're doing. So people come in and they say, this is what we think we need to launch. So the pricing, and honest to God, in a 1 hour approval meeting, we can approve 4 to 6 major activities. Like, we know what we're looking for. You got to go with it. We all come from big CPG. We've hired everyone from the places that like the Crafts and the Unilevers and the Kimberly Clarks and all that. So we know what the big processes look like, and we know why we left. Mm. We know what we want. We want an organization that gets stuff done and fast. And amazing. So we've created processes. Now, we're not perfect. Yeah. There is still a lot that we need to figure out. And as we hire people, every person we bring in basically, you know, helps, but also creates some complexity in how you communicate. So that's our next challenge, is getting the processes as smooth as we can. But it's fun too, right? You don't get to do this.
Wow. And not all of it can be handled just on a Slack channel or just in a, you know, an Asana or a project management system, right? Like, you need those.
A lot happens, to be very honest, in WhatsApp.
Nice. Okay.
Our whole company runs on WhatsApp.
Wow. And is it multiple WhatsApp groups or is it one major group?
No, multiple groups.
Okay.
So we have a group that has our reps in store, and all day I just get pictures and pictures.
Wow.
They've done in store and what the challenge and what, and it's also, by the way, Darren, it's very cultural, right? So we've always said, like, don't just send me the pretty pictures. If there's an out of stock, don't make it look pretty. I want to know you're out of stock, right? If some store, you know, doesn't know how to execute well, show me the before and after. So a lot of it comes from our culture, which is, you got to be honest. You have to say, what are the problems that you're facing and how can we help you? I don't miss the days where we had our armies go into the executive boardroom and everything was polished and the PowerPoint was perfect. Like, just talk, tell us what's going on. We figure it out. We move forward.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. So now, where's the wrestle between, you know, it'd be amazing to have a SodaStream machine and all the stuff in the aisle that sells soda water, right? Because it's like, hey, here's the alternative, the more cost-effective, better for the environment. But that would never happen. The store would never let you be there. Or are you seeing that happen? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We are in Sobe stores, in Metro stores. We are in the beverage section.
That is awesome. And is that kind of the hope? Is that, do you see a bigger kind of return, like people buying there versus maybe being in like a London Drugs electronics section or kind of homeware?
The channel, right? So in a Sobeys, we don't expect a lot of people to go in there as a machine to buy a machine. $120 is a lot to expect someone to pay when they go into Sobeys to do their $300 big shop or whatever. We do usually have one model at least in there, but really it's all about the velocity on the cylinder. And that cylinder, it's the number one SKU in all small domestic appliances. It just turns like crazy. Yeah.
Because once you're hooked, you're hooked.
Yeah, once you're in, so then you're back and back and back, and then you drive traffic to the section, to the store, and then they're right where the cylinder is, so then they'll buy also bubbly flavors, right? Whatever flavors they see there, and they'll keep trying it. So where there's velocity, in grocery especially, we want to be in beverages. Where we have legacy and great appliance accounts like Canadian Tire, Walmart, London Drugs, right? The Bay, Best Buy, so we are in the appliance section. But it really depends situationally where you've been historically and where people expect to find you.
Yeah. And I wonder where's that moment in time when someone's ready to make the switch from buying like the flats, right? Because I know tons of people that love soda water, right? Our office is one example. And when did they make the switch to say, hey, you know what? It's time to stop buying the cans. It's time to stop buying the big bottles.
So for better or for worse, it's Q4.
Okay.
Literally, you can actually,
it's time to treat yourself. Like, I'm going to treat myself.
Yeah. It's when people, I mean, all small appliances, to be honest, have a peak. November, Black Friday is a huge, huge week for all small appliances.
What's that one that was like, it was really hot on Amazon during the kind of Amazon day, and it was a pot. It's called a crock. It's not a crock pot, but it's like a
Instant Pot.
Instant Pot. It was like everyone had it, everyone knew. But then it was like, now it's kind of like, nah, no one really had it. Yeah. But there's a few that just went hardcore and still are hardcore Instant Potters.
And they're so interesting. I haven't looked at them recently, but I know they used to be Facebook groups.
Oh yeah.
That was the main thing, was Facebook groups. And I'm on three.
Yeah.
I get way more information on Instant Pot recipes than I could ever use.
I'm going to start a SodaStream bubbly flavor, like a flavor group. I don't know if there is one or if I could join one, because I came up with like so many good mixes on the weekend.
There's some people on Twitter that are hardcore that do a great job of flavors. Darren, follow him. He creates crazy recipes. I'll send you his link.
Okay. Thank you. And we'll put a link in the bio for those that want to, again, go crazy with the flavors. And again, I like that you used the term mocktails earlier, those that want to live a sober lifestyle, like, but yet still have some fun with flavors and interesting mixes. Like, this is a great opportunity, having a SodaStream.
Absolutely. There's a lot of fun you can have at the brand. And there's recipes on our website. There's a lot you can do.
That's incredible. But going down that path, do you know that moment? Like, have you guys figured out the science or the magic of the moment when someone is ready to make this? You're saying it's in Q4. And then are they just like, all right, it's time. I'm tired of buying the cans. Or like, do you know what's going on in their heads?
I don't. I really would love to.
And I know. If anyone's figured that out.
I don't know. And of course, at this point, you know, everyone I know has a SodaStream machine. So it's not even like I can ask a friend or family. We know that from an advertising perspective, like TV is super effective. It works really well for this brand. So there's certainly an awareness component to it. But also there's, you know, the consideration layer that we'll have in social media and digitally. We know people look at reviews online. We know search is huge, but I don't have the psychology. It's a really good question. I think part of it, my hypothesis is, yes, it's Q4. Yes, gifting is a big deal, but I think it's a lot of, when you see gifting, you think it's gifting for me. Like anything that you think is a gift, it's really, I want for myself.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll tell you, so going back to the Gerstens, I know their conversion was, they have four kids, right? And they have people like my wife and I who pop in, and we love soda water. And they were tired of having cans and bottles filling their fridge.
Yeah.
So again, they have a smaller house. It's, you know, they have adult children. And so they love the fact that they could have one bottle in their fridge and then, you know, bubble a size it multiple times and fuel everyone up with bubbly water.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it was a sizing issue.
I get that space and home.
Storage. Yeah.
And the recycling. Right. And when you see it in the recycling bin, also, it's a wake up call. You see all cans and bottles there, you're like, no, I can do better.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. So your favorite flavor, I need to know. What are you going with? What's your go-to mix these days?
Cherry bubbly.
Okay. Well, cherry. And do you go hard? Do you like a lot of cherry, or you like a nice soft cherry in there?
Hard. I like a lot of cherry.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I think I told you before, we will do cherry in our household, because another soda water brand had a cherry, but it was cherry vanilla and you can't get any more. So we will do cherry with vanilla, and it is amazing.
I'm going to try that. I'm going to do that
too. No, it's amazing. So are you ready for the rapid fire round?
I'm so excited for rapid fire.
Okay. This is awesome. What was your first ever job?
Babysitting.
Okay. Nice. Night owl or early bird?
Night for sure.
Cat or a dog person?
Okay. I'm allergic to cats. By definition, then it would be dog. But if my kids are listening, we are not getting a dog. Not saying we're getting a dog. We're not.
That is awesome. What was the first thing that you ever marketed?
Heinz chili sauce.
Okay.
And then I used Heinz ketchup and condiments.
Amazing. Okay. That's great. Dark or milk chocolate?
So dark for baking, milk for snacking.
Nice. What's the number one thing on your bucket list right now?
Okay. So I really want grandchildren.
Yes.
But not, again, kids, not now.
Okay.
Finish school, get married, do all the things. Yes. But I'm so ready to be a grandmother.
Oh, that's really cool. It's so funny. I will give sometimes soda water to my kids, and they call it spicy water because it's got their description.
I want my life. My kids are big. I need babies.
Yeah. There you go. That's awesome. What is your favorite word right now?
Productive conflict.
Okay. That's great. Word that needs to die right now.
Unprecedented.
Yes.
I'm so sick of it.
What is the last charity you supported financially or volunteer time, and why?
The school that my kids went to for elementary school, I sit on a committee. We donate money to the school occasionally as well. It's an incredible institution for the community I live in here in Thornhill.
Awesome. What's a movie you love that people should hear about?
The Big Short.
Nice. Favorite song or album on repeat right now?
Okay, so Burn by Toto.
Okay, nice. And if you weren't doing this job, because it's awesome that you're doing this job, what would you be doing?
I think I would be in a master's program, art history or literature. I love learning that. And I'd probably do a lot of volunteering on the side also.
Nice. Very cool. What's an app on your phone you can't live without?
Okay, 1 second a day. I document my life. I only use the app actually at the end of the year, but I spend every day. I think about what's a cool visual, what's something I want to remember. I record it and then I build up my year. It's a great way to think about your life and gratitude, but it's also a great way to think about content.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Favorite children's book?
Alexander and the Horrible, Terrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, because you just can't always move to Australia.
No. And have you seen the movie?
No, I have not.
They made a movie of it and it is amazing.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I also love the Snowy Day. Okay. Love Snowy Day.
Robert Munch? Snowy Day? No,
the Snowy Day's Ezra Jack Keats.
Oh, yes, yes. The gorgeous and the illustrations in it are incredible. Yes.
Go on the website. Yeah. Go on the website and watch it with your kids. Beautifully done.
Perfect. What is the most important thing you ever changed your mind about?
Canada.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you changed your mind and you're here. It's amazing. What's the best thing you ever bought for under $10?
This.
And what is that? What
it's
am I
like
looking at?
Glittery silly putty.
Yes, yes.
I have like 8 fidget toys at least on my desk, and this is the best one of them. Under the camera so no one can see. Yeah, you can fidget.
Okay.
And then you just just make roses and squiggly things out
Amazing.
Of it.
Can you put it right up to your mic and kind of squish it around to see what noise it makes?
Can you hear it?
Oh yeah, that's so cool. That is amazing.
Okay. ASMR just of silly putty. It's not actually, sorry, I should be fair. It is called Brainy Putty Electroid.
Oh, I like it.
It was a Hanukkah present for my kids that I then stole.
It's great. Those are the best that you've adopted. You've adopted into your life. What is a marketing book that you'd recommend?
I would say How Brands Grow. Yeah. I still love that book. I'm not a hardcore adherent to the math. I know there's consumer segmentation. Yeah. Understanding the consumer is important. Advertising does count, but honest to God, get your distribution.
Yeah. Amazing. Podcasts that you recommend?
Old school. I love Radiolab, This American Life. Yeah. I really, really enjoyed Reply All. I can't go into it. It's too much baggage. Yes. I loved Reply All.
Yeah. No, that was incredible. Newsletter or website that you go to for inspiration, resources that you recommend?
So I really enjoy David Pallara's, his content on LinkedIn. I got to know him also relatively recently, and I enjoy talking to him. And the insight I've had is I can talk to people. I don't need to just read their stuff. So like Leanne, Ron Tite, I loved his content and just reached out and said, hey, I saw that he did this podcast and I was like, hey, any advice on Marketing News Canada? And we chatted and like these people are super cool.
Awesome.
So I'm blessed to be able to meet cool people and talk to them. Obviously my colleagues and my network also is a great source of inspiration and learning.
That's amazing. I had another guest on who knew Ron and he asked me about Ron and I asked him why he was so unique on the interview of our show. And if you haven't watched it yet, make sure you check it out. Cause his background, he's an improv artist. And I was like, I wondered why it was cause it's just his thing. He can just riff and do his thing. And it's fascinating.
He did 72 keynotes in 2019.
Wow.
So how do you do that? So that's what we talked about is how do you do that much public speaking and manage the scale of it? And he is down to a science man. He's awesome.
That's amazing. And what is the last thing that you Googled?
Ooh, perfect hamburger recipe.
Nice. Very awesome. I'm going to see if we can capture this here. I'm just going to crack this here. Amazing. I'm just going to pour one more glass here.
Thank you. Just says
well,
now
thank
I'm
you.
Listening.
Thanks for being on the show. Really appreciate it. Cheers. Hey, I have that bottle. Okay. That bottle you're holding right now, and those that are just listening, it is a smaller size bottle that has a strap on it. Great for taking to the gym. So I go swimming. So there's no gyms open, but they let 12 people swim at a time at our pool. Also, great for the car because the bitter ones wouldn't fit in the thing. So that's my car bottle because I love a nice soda water on a drive.
That's awesome.
Cheers.
Enjoy. Cheers.
Well, this was a very delicious and thirst-quenching episode of Marketing News Canada. Rena, thank you for being here. And full disclosure, SodaStream was gifted to us, but I have been a fan of soda water for ages. So when Rena heard that we were at a fridge literally full of bubbly soda water in cans, she wanted to change that. And she is changing one office at a time, one household at a time. My household is now addicted. We now have to get one of these for our home, which I'm really excited about. And I'm so excited to see what happens this year with SodaStream and the adoption. And what is that conversion point for people? One day, maybe we'll figure it out. But you know, our ad systems have not figured out the brains fully yet. They haven't fully infected brains to tell us. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for having me. This is so fun.
It was a real pleasure. And if I do say Michael fixing the boxes and the displays, I will say hi as well.
Please do.
You. Yeah. No, it's great. Thank you for being here. This has been amazing. We're going to be in touch. And those that are looking for an alternative when their office opens in their home, have some fun. SodaStream machine, pick it up at your Best Buy, London Drugs, online, on the internet as well, possibly direct at this point, and have your life changed for the better.
Awesome.
See you next time on Marketing News Canada. Thanks, Rena.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded at the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editor, Travis Jeffers.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.